Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Well, speaking of polls, tomorrow the citizens of the United Kingdom will wake up to a kingdom that could be a little less united. All day today, the Scots have been voting, an estimated 97% of them, on whether to remain a part of Great Britain or break away and become Europe's newest independent country. Scots in Boston don't have a vote in the official ballot, so they'll have to be content to watch from afar. That's what's happening in the Haven Pub in Jamaica Plain in Boston. The pub's owner is Scottish-raised Jason Waddleton, who joins us now. Jason, good to have you.
Very good to be here. Thank you.
So you describe the Haven as the only Scottish bar and restaurant in Boston. Tell us what's going on there right now. Are folks gathering there to watch the results?
Yeah, we had people popping in all day. We've got the live streaming coverage on the big screen in the room there, and people are pretty excited about it all.
And have you been hearing some pretty impassioned debate on this issue in recent days?
There's no doubt about that. I mean, the two sides are such, diametric opposites, and that obviously causes a lot of debate. And we've seen that with the Jamaica Plain residents and obviously beyond our Boston friends as well.
Sure. Now, I understand that you have an unofficial ballot box there taking the pulse of your customers. You haven't counted them yet, but how do you think your results will come out?
You know, on our exit polls, and you know, just talking to people and seeing how they react and respond when they've actually cast in the ballots, and it's pretty in favour of yes, I would say, without having the actual count yet. But I would say it's on the yes side for sure.
It's on the yes side. I'd love it if I could. I don't know if your policy is to remain neutral among your patrons there, but what about your own feelings on this? Here we are voting today. If you were voting in Scotland today, how would you vote?
If I was voting in Scotland today, I would have been weighing up the campaigns on both sides, which I have been doing. For the last 18 months, it's been a head of steam. A lot of people have been motivated by this campaign in a way that we've never seen before. 97% signing up to vote, which is incredible. The polls today are showing that as well. So it just brings you to a point where you're walking into that booth, and do you vote with your heart or with your mind? And, you know, there's been so much scaremongering going on. I think certain things push you to one way of voting. And I would have to say, I would probably give a little bit of a risk and say I would vote yes in the end.
You would vote yes, that is, for Scottish independence.
Yes, I'm a risk taker. And I think, you know, we've had 307 years of an amazing union. I don't see that ending. Still, you can't deny anyone born on the British Isles is going to be British. They might not label themselves as,
sure,
but they are. You look at Ireland gaining independence in 27. The Irish and the English get on great now, obviously. They're not that different. Speak the same language, share the same culture to a large degree. And I just see it as a brilliant cool England of cousins who kind of get along most of the time and sometimes don't.
Sure. And like family members, every now and then it's good to have a little bit of separation. So it sounds like you think a little more separation wouldn't be a bad idea. I'd love to ask you, Jason, you know, we said you were raised Scottish. I'm wondering if there's a part of you that is missing the home, your home, your ancestral home, right, on this particular day. Do you wish you could be over there to cast a vote?
You know, I've got some very close friends who have headed back to Scotland just to be there. I have a little bit of a responsibility here. I've got a baby called The Haven here, and I've got a lot of friends who are obviously going to be here tonight. So there was no question where I would be. But yeah, in my heart, I definitely would like to be walking the streets of Edinburgh or Glasgow tonight. I feel the vibe would be amazing just
sure
to be there and soak it all up, no doubt.
Well, what's your best guess? Are we going to wake up tomorrow? Will there be an independent Scotland tomorrow? How do you think the vote's going to come out?
Had you asked me that 2 weeks ago, I would have been able to say to you, I definitely think it's going to be yes. There was a head of steam there. But since then, the big guns were all thrown up there. A bit more scaremongering. People get a little edgy towards the end of the vote as well. And I think the no's might edge it. So, you know, we're going to wake up tomorrow. We're going to dust ourselves down, and I feel that the Yes campaign has had put such an amazing argument forward that it's going to go down in history as having changed things for the better. had people listen to people for once.
Mm-hmm.
This has not done that in a long, long time, regardless of which party was in power. And I think that's going to be create a positive change, and perhaps even to the benefit of other parts of England who might grasp things and become more federalized themselves.
All right. Well, that's Jason Waddleton. He's the owner of the Haven Pub in Jamaica Plain. Thanks so much for joining us, Jason.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, one final thought about Scotland's historic vote from the English comedian John Oliver, host of Last Week Tonight on HBO. Here he is, recently talking about what Britain should do to convince Scotland to stay.
And in a last-ditch effort, David Cameron has even tried, like a romantic hero, to turn up at Scotland's door and plead for them. Plead for them not to leave.
I would be heartbroken if this family of nations that we've put together and that we've done such amazing things together, if this family of nations was torn apart.
That's it? That's the best pleading you've got? Look, if I've learned one thing from the last 4 minutes of British romantic comedies, it's that if you're trying to win someone over, you need a big romantic gesture. A kiss in the rain. A kiss in the snow. Turning up to someone's door with romantic signs expressing your love for them because you can't say it out loud because her husband, your best friend, is in the next room, which is a bit f***ed up. But it is effective. It's effective. So with that in mind, let's do this. Because right now, Scotland, I'm just a boy standing in front of a nation asking it to continue tolerating me. You want me to show you what I'm willing to do to save this relationship? Here, I will eat some haggis. Look, I'll do it. Oh, yeah. Ooh. Sheep lungs. There are literally sheep lungs in my mouth. Let me just wash that down with some fine Scottish whisky. Tastes like a delicious house fire. Look at me, Scotland. I'm drunk on scotch. I'm trying to choke back sheep lung vomit. So kiss me, Scotland. And if that's not enough, I'll make the ultimate sacrifice. Oh, yes, that's right. I will feign enjoyment of bagpipe music. The atonal death squeal of your people. I believe this particular song is called Cat Bronchitis in A Minor. And I love it. In fact, there's just one problem. It's simply not loud enough. You know what?
John Oliver, host of HBO's Last Week Tonight, with his case to Scotland to stay with Britain.
I have to say, I like haggis. It's not so bad. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.